following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Hi, it's The Herd. We don't talk about music much on the show, but for a lot of us, it's a real passion. The bands we love say as much about us as the teams we cheer for. And while you probably already use StubHub for when you need seats to games, did you know it's also the go-to for millions of fans when they want concert tickets? Just like with sports, StubHub gives you access to concert tickets you won't find anywhere else, even when the show's sold out. So whatever you're a fan of, StubHub is the best place to score your seats, period. It's just that simple. StubHub!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're taking you up to the noon hour here, and I think everybody's going to punch out at the noon hour. Take a long weekend off. Is that Jeff shaking his head?
I've been taking a long weekend off the entire week.
Has it been just a long, long week off? I think Barry sits in.
Once the show's over, everyone here is just going to turn off the lights and go home.
Well, that's good. That's good. We can do that. Doug's out today. Skip Barry, voice of the storm, sits in for Doug in the seat. Do you feel smarter sitting over there, Skip?
No, but I wanted to come maybe like 30 seconds before the intro, just like Doug normally does. And I wanted to mimic Doug. Because I thought, you know, if I'm going to fill in, I want to do it to the max. I want to be exactly like Doug.
Everybody aspires to be like Doug. It's like Mike. It's the old commercials to be like Mike. It's like Doug around here. Hey, Shelly Smith's going to join us here in about 15 minutes from ESPN. She's been following the Laker exit interviews and what's going on with the Lakers. And I don't know if any other team, I know every other NBA team has exit interviews, but the Lakers have lots of people cover their exit interviews for some reason. And
it's no different, though, than the National Hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, those poor guys, I mean, they don't make the playoffs, and the very next day after the regular season game, it's an absolute media circus. I can only imagine in L.A. for basketball. So, it's got to be crazy. I mean, could you imagine Kobe Bryant getting asked the exact same questions over and over and over? I mean, you know, and bear in mind, I mean, I participate in scrums and trying to get a hold of audio, and I used to do that in Portland with the Portland Trailblazers being in that area. And, you know, it's weird because you get in there and you just tell the guys, they're exhausted. They just want to get back to their families. Half the time they've not seen their families half the season because they've either been gone or, you know, the commitment, the lifestyle, it's not that easy. And those guys, they don't want to answer the same question over and over. Can you imagine what Kobe Bryant's going to get asked?
Well, could you imagine what he gets asked every day? I mean, just going out to, you can't even stop by any, I mean, I don't care if you're going to a 5-star restaurant or a you know, drive-through at McDonald's to get a soda. I mean, it's got to be overwhelming at the best. Who are the guys when you were covering the Trailblazers, when you're around them, who is the hardest guy, access guy?
By far, Rasheed Wallace. By far. And I, you know, I never liked him. I mean, it was like torture. If the radio station I worked for sent me out to go get audio from Rasheed Wallace, it was torture. He didn't, first off, like to talk to certain people. He didn't. I didn't know him or anything. I don't even think he could pick me out of a crowd, which is a good thing now. But, you know,
I mean, probably a very good thing.
Yeah. I never liked Rasheed Wallace. And, you know, the easiest guy, honestly, Greg Anthony was the easiest, but he also eventually worked into media and stuff like that. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. I never got to really talk to him too often, but Damon Stoudemire, when he was still in Portland and before his whole ordeal there. By far, that was the easiest guy, from what I understand. And believe it or not, the only guy I remember, and I will say probably one of the nicest guys to try to get a hold of in post-game audio and whatnot in the NBA, and this is going to surprise a lot of people, but Allen Iverson, nicest guy I've ever met. Seriously. Dirk Nowitzki's up there. Steve Nash is pretty nice. You know, those guys were always pretty good, but Allen Iverson was actually a pretty nice guy.
Go out of his way to make things not uncomfortable for everybody answer the questions and get on with it.
You know, there is a lot of dumb questions, you know, that people would obviously – just no different than really even today with a lot of media. There would be a lot of dumb questions, and I thought for sure he could turn that around. And, you know, he answered it as comfortably as possible in a delicate way and not making the reporter look like a complete idiot. And so I had a lot of respect for him. I thought, you know what, this guy is actually not as bad as people realize. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the National Basketball Association. I'm not a big basketball fan. But when you see a guy like Allen Iverson be willing to take his time and and answer, you know, maybe a dumb question the way he does, I had a lot of respect for him. Yeah.
Skip Berry sitting in for Doug today. Doug just taking a day off and going up to the first major of the year, as he calls it, the Ord Open. So it's a big event going on in Ord. Along with Shelly Smith, Greg Hart, Nebraska's seventh known commit out of Dayton, Ohio, the tight end, is going to join us in the last half of the show. We were able to catch up with him, so we're looking forward to that. We got Nebraska baseball team starting right now. Folks, if they're able to win this first game, they're not going to rest and go back and kick their feet in the hot tub. They're going to play again, back-to-back games today, and hope to extend their season. But the backs are against the wall. One loss, and they're on their way home to end the season. The surprise news probably in the state of baseball, in the state as far as baseball goes, not that Nebraska won yesterday. They're in the loser's bracket game. I think people – Creighton wins, and they are the lone remaining winning team in that Missouri Valley Conference. And you looked at their record going in, it's just amazing that this team was so bad during the regular season, and it's just struggled mightily. And
it's all about when you get hot, though. When you get hot, you catch fire, and it just, I mean, you look at what the LA Kings are doing in the National Hockey League, it's a matter of when you decide to do it and when it starts to click. And it's just, you know, with Creighton's baseball team, I mean, I haven't obviously focused in on them at all. I've heard more about Nebraska baseball, but you know, it's pretty amazing, you're right, just to see what they've been able to do and, you know, with the record they had.
Skip, during the regular season, a .239 team batting average, there's only eight teams in Division I, but there's 250 Division I baseball teams across the nation. There's only eight that hit the ball worse than the Creighton Blue Jays. They brought a
22-28
in college aluminum baseball, bats. Aluminum bats.
My goodness.
22-28 record into the tournament. They won just 6 or 20 league games.
What's UNK's batting average?
Oh.
Jeff, do you got that?
343. I mean, 239. I mean, you have to try to do that almost.
That's,
and I know they play in a big ballpark.
That's basically me batting.
Yeah.
Except for I'd probably be a little bit worse. But, you know, if there was a whole bunch of people like me on that team, then, yeah, I could see 239.
Like batting practice. I mean, would they not even hit 300 in batting practice a lot of days? I mean, they're waiting.
There's a 55-mile-per-hour pitch. Oh, I struck the guy out in batting practice.
It's Missouri State and Illinois State that they're waiting for the winner of that. So they're sitting there comfortably. Good for them. Congratulations, Dead Service and his crew. You know, we had Ed on before the last Nebraska game, and you know, he talked about the struggles, and he talked about, well, we got to play their best baseball at the right time, and it's the only chance they got to qualify for this regional. Well, they've got to win one more game, and they're going to do it.
You know, but that is sports altogether. Yeah. I mean, you look across the board. It does not matter what you do in the regular season. In fact, I'll take a good comparison. You guys were talking a little bit about it because it was big news. Queen's Park Rangers nearly prevented Manchester City winning the Premier League, their first title in almost 40 years. And
how is that possible when you hear about this Manchester team? Aren't they, like, up on a pedestal?
You got Manchester United and Manchester City.
Okay.
Manchester United has 19 league titles. They're going for their 20th this season. Of course, they lost that final Manchester Derby you know, against Manchester City. And so Manchester United's always been the historic franchise in the Premier League. Liverpool's up there, Arsenal, Chelsea. Those are the big names. You know, you got Tottenham, you know, has kind of come around a little bit as of late. And then, you know, Manchester City has just been a team that, you know, they got bought by, you know, Abu Dhabi, you know, investors. And since then, they've put a lot of money into their team. They've bought and, you know, good players like Tevez and really the list for that team. I mean, their front five at one point, it looked like they were going to average 6-7 goals a match. I mean, this is how good Manchester City started off.
I like about soccer. Points.
But you look at it, they started off hot. They, you know, then all of a sudden Manchester United takes over. Manchester United's in front of the Premier League, and then Manchester City kind of continues on. Well, because they started off so hot and everything else, Manchester City ended up winning the league. There's no playoffs in the Premier League. So really, the league title, the team that gets the league title and gets a lock also into the Champions League along with three other teams, and of course, actually Tottenham was a fourth team that actually gets bounced out because Chelsea clinched a re-entry into the Champions League next year. All those teams basically, you know, are locked into playing in the Champions League, which is like a playoff-type bracket. But the Premier League is decided by regular season. In American sports, we don't decide the National Football League champion based on regular season. We don't say, hey, you know, 15-1 New England, you've won it. There's no point in playing a Super Bowl. We want to see the very best football at the end of the year. We want to see the very best, you know, two teams that are remaining in all of the sport to go 1-2 college football. I mean, we're talking about playoffs, you know, and everything else, but in all reality, you do not want to see the, you know, football season be decided not even with a bowl. Just imagine take away the bowl game saying, all right, undefeated Alabama, you have the national championship. That's basically how the Premier League does it. But in American sports, we choose to go through this entire system of the regular season to qualify for a playoff, which I think is important for college football to get to. But you look at the NFL, you qualify. Look at who's won the Super Bowl the last 2 years. 6-seed New York Giants, right. 6-seed Green Bay Packers. And the reason why, they got a hot at the right time.
Okay. I want to get to the college football playoff because it's interesting. People that don't know you personally don't, you know, you came from the Pacific Northwest. You said you're in the Portland area. You're an Oregon Duck fan. I think
through and through.
I can tell your allegiances on that front. Tell us, and we've got to do this quickly because Shelly Smith is waiting for us here, and we got to take a break before we do that. Tell us quickly, because a Nebraska fan is having trouble with the Rose Bowl deal. We can't get into the hype surrounding the Rose Bowl, and now with the college football playoff, will the Rose Bowl be included in that? Or are we going to have a long-stem Rose Bowl and a short-stem Rose Bowl? You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Because when you grow up in Pac-10 country, you grow up – if you're a Northwestern fan, oh, my God, in 2004 or whatever year they did such great things, oh, the Rose Bowl, the most coveted of them all. We don't get that. The granddaddy, but it's coveted. It's the most wonderful. We don't get that.
But you do have – okay, and I would say with Nebraska, I would compare it to the rivalry of playing Oklahoma after from the Big 8 to the Big 12. And just the sacredness of that game. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you look forward to it. Everybody in the Pac-10 the entire year. Yeah, the national championship, it's huge. There's no question. You'd rather be playing for a national championship. But if you're not going to play for the national championship, it is everybody's goal in that conference to qualify for the granddaddy of them all. It's a big deal. I mean, you got people that, first off, Pasadena, California in January, it's pretty nice to go to. So a lot of people would like to, you know, they'd like to be there. So that's part of it. You know, especially if you live in Portland or Seattle, you know, the University of Washington, Lord only knows there's even more rain up there during the winter. You want to get out of there. You want to go New Year's Day. And it's a big deal because everybody, you know, you look at Nebraska and the way it is, you know, for every Saturday, the tailgating, everything that happens for Nebraska football, it's awesome. It really is. And in Oregon, you have Oregon State, you have Oregon, you know, you have also a lot of people that are went to University of Washington, Washington State. You have a lot of USC, UCLA people. They're kind of shunned by a lot of people, but, you know, nonetheless, they still live in that area. There is not a full-out devotion allegiance to one program like there is in Nebraska. But when your team, your pride being with the University of Oregon, past the Civil War, okay, Civil War is a big deal, obviously, in Oregon versus Oregon State. But you get to that Rose Bowl, it is the one day that everybody in the conference has to watch your team, because everybody sits around on New Year's Day. You know, you get through the parades, the first few bowl games, you know, you got the Capital One, you got the Gator Bowl, you got all these other bowl games going on. It's just kind of like a warm-up.
Now it's prime time. Now your food,
you have New Year's Day food. A lot of people get together, the families. I know it was a tradition with my family. After New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, everybody waited, and it was all about the Rose Bowl. It is the granddaddy of them all, and everybody's rooting for the Pac-10, now Pac-12 team. Everybody roots for that one team. It forces an allegiance.
No matter your side, Oregon State becomes we're Duck fans today.
And vice versa. If Oregon State's playing the Fiesta Bowl when they played Notre Dame, it pained a lot of Duck fans, but you rooted for the Beavers.
Fair enough. Skip Berry sitting in for Doug today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Shelly Smith's going to join us after we return from this short break. Let's do it. We got to get out of here. We got to come back. Shelly Smith's going to join us. She's ready to join us back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, stamps.com, enter Colin.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. And the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Partly sunny skies today. Scattered showers and thundershowers are possible as we warm into the mid-70s. Winds out of the east increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of isolated showers or storms as we cool to 62.
Right now, it's 57.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We head to the bottom of the first. The Huskers are the visiting team, so they have went to bat and came up with zero runs. It's 0-0, heading to the bottom of the first in the Big Ten baseball tournament. Ohio State is the opponent and the home team today. So if they win this game, they're going to turn around and play again at 2:30, so it's a big day for Husker baseball.
Doubleheader.
Doubleheader if they want to keep their season alive. And
You never were more excited to play the doubleheader.
That's exactly right, because you know they're going to send you to probably the Jayhawk League, and you're going to be on a bus in Kansas somewhere about next Tuesday.
Batting 239.
About 239 to the Creighton Blue Jays, who amazingly enough are in the winner's bracket of the Missouri Valley Conference. Right now we're going to talk a little NBA basketball. Shelly Smith from ESPN joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Shelly, how are you this morning? Welcome back.
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Well, we're hanging in there. The wind's been blowing 40 mile an hour here. I know you never have wind in
really?
L.A.
We just call them the Santa Anas.
The Santa Anas. Do the Lakers exit interviews... How many days does this go on for, and do they take center stage in L.A.?
It's like the worst day of the year. Actually, ESPN took them live, which is a first. I mean, they're broadcast live on local radio, ESPN Radio, and the webcast, Lakers, but we actually put them up live because there's so much interest in the Lakers. But they take all day. You start at 10, and you don't get out of there until 6, and you wait for hours in between guys, and then there's guys that you don't care about, and you have to listen and act like you're interested, and stuff like that.
Shelly Skip here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I just want to ask you, who do you think is the most interesting person on this day to talk to from a media standpoint? Who's everybody kind of gravitating towards? I mean, I imagine, you know, obviously the big name, Kobe Bryant, but is Andrew Bynum in that conversation right now? Because there seems to be a lot of hype around the way he's exited the season. Who is it in your mind right now that everybody's going to want to talk to?
Well, I mean, yeah, Bynum, and when he did his exit interview, he was very forthcoming. What I like about him is he's really honest, brutally honest. He said, "I need to concentrate every game." And I thought, huh, what a novel idea. I never would have thought about that. Concentrate every game. And he admitted he wasn't mentally tough, and the next step for him is try to string together four or five games where he's mentally focused. I went, huh, what a novel idea. But, you know, he's honest. He understands. He's such a big kid. And I was thinking about this, what he would be different if he had gone to college even for a year. You know, he came right out of high school. He never got the, like, social skill set that you get in college or you try to get in college. And he's just not there yet. But I think he will be. I think that they put a right person around him. If they get a coach in there who can really work with him, not just on the court, but, you know, how he, you know, focuses. I mean, he's a hard worker. He works out really, really hard, but he just goes in and out of it. You know, if he doesn't think the opponent's worthy, he's just not there. So, yeah, he's interesting. You know, Meta World Peace is always good for something, you know. He insisted that even though they got beat by Oklahoma City 4-1, that they were still the better team. In fact, the best team in the NBA, is what he said. So that's always good for something. Steve Blake actually said, as the coaches told him in his exit interview, that he needed to be more selfish, but he didn't know how to do that. And I said, well, maybe you could ask someone. In fact, might even be one of your teammates you could ask how to be a little more selfish. And fortunately, you know, that drew laughs from people, but, you know, Kobe wasn't there. We wouldn't have laughed, probably.
Now, okay, as far as basketball goes and star power, Meta World Peace can do it on the defensive end, and he can score at times. But but with Bynum, Gasol, Kobe, who's the scoring option? With everybody else on that team, who do they think can be? I can come up with one. If you're the best team in the league, you got to have a scoring option that's 2A at least to go with some of those guys at a guard, somebody who can shoot the basketball. Do they have that guy?
Kobe was it, and the reason they're not still playing is because they got away from the inside out game, you know. And Bynum doesn't know what to do when he's fronted, and he admitted that too. He says, "I got to develop a jump shot, and I got to have a turnaround jumper, because when he gets fronted and doubled, he's going to have to score over them, and he's big enough and strong enough to do it." Kobe, you know, doesn't have the shot that he used to have. He thinks he does, and he thinks he has to take all the shots because he doesn't trust the guys around him, and that's what they need to do. Is they have to shore up that bench. The bench was just abysmal, and, you know, they had injuries and things like that. But, I mean, Steve Blake's as good a shooter as anybody on that team. Sessions could be good if he got a little more confidence. That's Ramon Sessions, the point guard who came in late. But, I mean, that kid, his eyes were so big that first day he walked into camp. You know, suddenly he's on three teams that never made the playoffs, and suddenly he's with the Lakers. And you look up and you see 10 championship trophies up there in the windows, and it's just, the kid was just overwhelmed. But I think if he picks up his option and stays, I think he could be a really pretty good point guard.
You know, Shelly, one thing I remember about the L.A. Lakers, you know, when they still had Shaquille O'Neal, they had Kobe Bryant. Kobe was making clutch shots. But the one thing that they always had is they had a timely shooting Robert Horry. When are the Lakers going to get that element? Because right now they do not, like you're talking about, they do not have that next great shooter. And in tough situations, you have Steve Blake missing a shot, and he's getting, you know, I mean, he's getting blasted by everybody for being the guy that got past the ball by Meta World Peace. I don't get it, but is that the biggest deficiency right now for the Lakers? Is it just the fact they don't have that horse in the barn that is like Kobe in the sense that he can be clutch and really take a little bit of pressure off of Kobe Bryant?
They got rid of that when they traded Fisher. They didn't think Fisher could stay with the elite point guard. He can't. But he's the guy. I mean, he killed them that game. They were up, you know, 14, and suddenly they're within, you know, 13, and Fisher hits a three, and now they're in 10. You know, they're almost in single digits. That, you know, he hit a very clutch three, even though it comes off the bench. He is somebody you could usually rely on. And, yeah, they don't have Ori. They don't have Fish. They you know, Matt Barnes was hurt. We found out at his exit interview that he was icing his ankle. How about this for bad luck? Icing his ankle, and one of his three-year-old sons came and jumped on him, and he wrenched his neck. Wrenched his neck. And never got it to loose. I said, my goodness, you know. So they were snake bit, you know, and they were snake bit from the sense that the new coaching staff, new system, no training camp, no preseason games. They had to, you know, throw it all together. And I know other teams did as well. And so the fact that they made it as far as they did, you have to kind of give Mike Brown a little bit of credit because he was able to get them to follow what he was trying to do. But they just didn't have any time to perfect it.
Shelly, you've covered the biggest in the business. Shaquille, MJ, LeBron, you've been around these guys all very close. Kobe comes off to a lot of people, and just his personality is, I think, is standoffish to a lot of people. And maybe the attention. It doesn't seem to be that way. I don't think with LeBron, with Shaquille, I don't know if Michael Jordan was ever that way. But he just seems to have a different or just pushes people away with his person. Is he a good guy? Is he a good person?
I don't know. He never doesn't let people get that close to him. And all I can say is how he's dealt with us in the media. And, yeah, it used to be playoffs would come around and it would be one- and two-word answers. He would give – that was his M.O. You know, he was playoff Kobe. We could tell. It was like, yeah, yes, no, maybe. And then this year it was more like sarcastic Kobe, you know. And part of it was some of the questions that were asked, like, you know, do you think you can guard these guys? And he would go, no, no chance at all. You know, he just got really sarcastic. That became his defense mechanism and everything. You know, how about this team? Is this team, you know, past its prime? Is it too old? Yeah, we're too old. You know, he just, it was interesting to watch because usually he's very serious and very, but this he was making jokes. You know, he was talked about the matchup against Fisher. You know, the two of them are very good friends and used to go at each other in practice. And he was just like, it just was like practice every day. The guy's a midget. You know, he was just, he was very sarcastic and very flip. And I don't know if that's because he realized something about this team that they had no choice or if it was just bad questions. But nobody ever – I don't know any writer that's gotten close to him. You know, there have been times, like Rick Bucher had a really good relationship with him, and then that kind of fizzled. And there's a woman out here, Ramona Shelburne, who's really, really good, ESPN LA, who has gotten closer to him than most. He'll talk to her. But it's really tough. He's really shut things down, and even more so with when he, you know, was going through his – marital issues, he became very closed off, even to his teammates, yeah.
Well, it's interesting to get your thoughts, because everybody wonders when people are close right to these guys, if they let them in, you know, the proximity that they actually let them in, and if he doesn't right let anybody in, that's the way it is.
He doesn't, yeah. I mean, these guys, I'll say, he's the nicest guy in the world. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook are two of the nicest good guys in the league. They'll stop and chat. I showed Durant a picture of myself in first grade with the same kind of glasses that he has. I said, man, I have these in first grade. And he said, well, you rocked them better than I did, too. And I said, you got that right. I had my little pink dress and my hair in a bun, but my mom wouldn't let me have girls' glasses. I had to wear boys' glasses. Who knew that I was hip, even back in first grade? But, I mean, he laughed. He thought it was funny. He stopped. You know, I mean, you just don't have that with Kobe. You don't have it a little bit with LeBron. LeBron's a little guarded as well, but he's still more personable. He's approachable. As far as the big stars, you know, the Celtics are all usually pretty good. They all have, everyone has their moments, you know, but there are guys who you absolutely say best guy, best nicest guy in the NBA. But that's not Kobe.
Oh, that's...
And he knows. Somebody said, oh yeah, you know, Pau Gasol got the citizenship award, and Kobe goes, oh, I'll never get that. Like, yeah, we know that.
Well, Shelly, that's why we love to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, we're going to move
anytime
on. Well, we're going to move on. I want to get your quick thought on USC football. Many people think coming out of spring ball, they're going to be number one when all the polls are released, or at least in the top two or three when all the polls are released. They got it going in the right direction, and Kiffin seems to be pushing the buttons. Does LA love the Trojans again?
Yeah, they are loaded, and I'm not biased because I cover them because I don't really care if they win or not. I mean, I like Matt Barkley, and I hope he does well, but I think it's theirs to lose. I mean, you've got Matt Barkley, you've got Robert Woods, you've got Markeith, I can't remember his last name, and you've got a defense that's back that's even better than it was. Now, the problem they have is depth. If anybody goes down, they're going to have to fill in with really young guys. And that's part of why they had such a good recruiting class, because these young guys know that they can play right away because they're down numbers. So, I mean, they're only going to have 75 scholarship players come August, and, you know, that can be a problem. It's even a problem even in practice. So that's where their fallibility would be. But I do think if everybody stays healthy, it's theirs to lose. They have been hungry for the last 2 years to be in the thick of it. And I think, again, you look at LSU, Alabama, they're going to be really, really good too. And I think I'm picking, if everyone stays healthy, LSU and SC in the finals. The BCS final.
Well, I'll tell you, a walk-on at USC versus a walk-on at Oregon, I think I'd rather go to USC as a walk-on. So I don't think USC has as much.
I'm from
Oregon.
Skip's a Doc. He's sitting in for Doug today. We got the voice of the storm, our Tri-City Storm team, sitting in for Doug Duda today, and he's a Doc. Can you believe that? Is your daughter a Doc?
My daughter plays soccer at Oregon. Yeah.
She picked probably a school that she should have picked. Probably about 2.5 hours north. University of Portland would have been the more ideal, I imagine.
She wasn't that good.
Well, hey, I have a question.
They played against them every year, and it was brutal. And their fans were brutal. The guys would come with their shirts off and their chest painted, and they would scream at our girls. And we started screaming back at them. Yeah, it was brutal.
So nothing has changed at University of Portland.
Yeah. No.
That's good
fun,
to hear.
Though. You know, I love the passion.
Oh, they're a terrific program for women's soccer, especially at University of Portland.
Yeah.
By the way, Shelley, you know, you talk about there's a lot of hype going around USC right now, and it'll kind of grow, especially as they're back bowl eligible and all that kind of gets going. But in L.A. right now, there's something that's kind of unique, and they're still playing hockey. How big are the L.A. Kings?
I know. It's hilarious. I have people I don't cover hockey, but they out of the woodworks. Can you get hockey tickets? Everyone's a front runner, especially in L.A. You know, my favorite though was there was a local newscast. They said, you know, talking about the Kings, but they put up the logo of the Sacramento Kings. That's how foreign being in the Stanley Cup Finals is. They had the purple Sacramento Kings. We're like, oh, wrong logo.
Oh, my goodness.
No. People are having a lot of fun with it, you know, and I'm sure everyone's going to be saying they were there when, but, it's hilarious.
I was there in round one when they played Vancouver. I don't remember anybody that was on Vancouver, but I was there.
No. I couldn't name one person on the team. That's how, but everybody, there's nobody else in L.A. can name a person on the team, too, but now they all want to go to the game.
Can you get
the end thing to do.
And can you get tickets?
No, don't ask.
Shelley, you're the best. We love to visit with you about a variety of things. You're close to it all, as always. You're the best.
Thanks, Danny. I love doing your guys' show. It's always fun.
Well, we'll get together and have a refreshment one of these days.
Or six or seven, yes, absolutely.
We'll keep that on the down low.
Hey, are the Huskers going to be good? Are they going to be good?
I don't know. Everybody was talking about the defense. We were actually talking about this week. You know, last year we had everybody was saying with Dennard and Crick and David, and we had all this defensive talk. Boy, everybody thinks our defense is down, and maybe they're using that as motivation. We don't have a lot of name players. The defensive backfield's been bad. If some of those guys can come through, I think we could surprise some people.
There's no expectations, though. There's no expectations on this year's team. And watch what'll happen. When there's no expectations and nobody expects you to do anything, they win the Big Ten.
Yeah, there's no talk about the defense for the first time in a long time, especially with Bo Pelini being the coach of the defense, or relatively little for what would be going on. So
SC got one of the Nebraska coaches too, I think, right? Sanders? No.
No,
Marvin Sanders, right?
Marvin Sanders?
I think so.
Who coached the defensive backs at Nebraska? Who just went to SC?
Well, Marvin Sanders had did he just go to SC? Did they just hire him?
Like a couple months ago. If that's what I'm thinking of. I've seen your moments.
See, Marvin Sanders was let go a year ago, took a year off.
Oh, that's right. And he went to somewhere else, and then he came.
He went to Florida Atlantic, I think.
Yeah.
The idea was to go with Carl Pelini, and then if USC called, yes, he probably did move over there.
Yeah, that's exactly. So. That'll be interesting. All right.
Shelley, you're
the
best. Keep
me informed.
All right,
we'll
be in touch.
You're the best. Okay, all right. Bye.
Shelley Smith, ESPN. She's always fun, always energetic to talk to Shelley. She's as close to about everything that goes on. Weird, you know.
Imagine her hours.
She pops up in weird places at weird times, and she'll be at the University of Arkansas the next day. She's got a microphone in somebody in Dallas. The next day, she's in L.A.
One day she's talking NFL, the next day she's talking NBA. It's unbelievable. I mean, those reporters at ESPN, they earn their money.
Yes, they do. And you know what's unbelievable, too? The sandwiches. You get a Big Dally's Deli in Kearney. The number 25 is what we've been going with, the Big Rig Combo, pepperoni, roast beef, and pastrami. 21's always been my personal favorite, the Smokehouse Combo, smoked turkey, roast pork, bacon, extra, extra cheese on that. You got to put extra cheese on it. Big Dally's Deli's got three locations to serve you, two of them in Hastings, one of them in Kearney. Check them out today. They got a bazillion sandwiches. They're waiting for you. Check them out. Big Dally's Deli, Kearney, and Hastings. We'll take a break. Be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. While quantities last.
Maloney is in the zone. From a right cross fakie, he transitions effortlessly to a front side shoulder shad.
Holy mackerel! He is so gifted, I thought he was actually wearing his seatbelt.
Well, Dick, you're not trained to spot the tricks drivers use to avoid seatbelt tickets. Let's see if he can fool the police.
And that siren signals a resounding no.
There you have it. There's no trick to avoiding seatbelt tickets. Day and night, click it or ticket.
Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today. Scattered showers and thundershowers are possible as we warm into the mid-70s. Winds out of the east increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of isolated showers or storms as we cool to 62.
Right now, it's 57.
Friday and that means our TNL Husker recruiting report is brought to you by TNL Irrigation System. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system with TNL, the choice is simple. TNL system provides safe, hassle-free, and reliable powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Call your local TNL dealer today, and we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the seventh known commitment to the Nebraska Cornhuskers for the class of 2013. He is out of Dayton Archbishop Alter High. He is tight end Greg Hardy. Joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, thanks so much for giving us a minute of your time. We know you're still in school, but we appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, you come to Nebraska, you do the recruiting deal. It sounds like almost immediately walking out that door is you knew you were a Husker. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did your mom have to tell you to slow down, or what was the message from mom?
Well, my mom was at home because I went to Nebraska with my dad, and, you know, my dad absolutely loved it. And my mom, I called my mom and told her all about it, and she loved it too, so... She just wanted me to wait a few days, and I wanted to wait a few days, and then if I still liked it the same by later in the week, then that was the school I was going to go to, and that's what happened.
Now, you got a sister at Ohio State. Did that ruffle any feathers there?
Not at all. Not at all. She's she's looking into Nebraska for grad school, so that's kind of cool.
Well, good. Then the tickets will be cheaper, and you won't have to give one to her, so there'll be more to go around there. Greg Hart joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Greg, you're getting recruited by all these great colleges, and you had offers from Miami, Pittsburgh, Virginia, some big-name colleges out there. How much mail does one Greg Hart receive in a day?
I'm not sure. You know, probably about 20 envelopes, somewhere around that.
Did you save them?
No, I didn't. I just, I would read what's in them, and then I just kind of, recycled it. And I saved some of them, you know, some of the handwritten ones, some of those, but that's about it.
At 6'5", 225 pounds, did the coaches tell you, boy, they'd like to see you this your senior year, put on 10, 15, did they give you a weight goal, or whatever happens, happens?
It's kind of like whatever happens, happens. They want me, Nebraska at least, they just want me to be about 220, 225, 230, that area, you know, and then you come in and they'll put the weight on you with no problem, so they're not really worried about it.
Is a tight end position, everybody's saying tight end, you played a lot of different positions at your high school, obviously very versatile, and one of the athletes on the team, they want to utilize it the best way they can. Can you be an H-back, can you be a split end, or is tight end where you will be at Nebraska?
Yeah, I really do think I can. I just, I'm really a student of the game, and I'm looking forward to learning it and doing my best at it.
Archbishop Alter High tight end Greg Hart joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, obviously, you've got a very busy summer. Tell folks what's in store for you as you guys get out of school on June 1st.
We just go to a camp for 3 days with my team in June, and then July comes around, and we go to a passing competition with my team. And then at the end of July, we go to a seven-day camp at my high school, ran by my head coach, and some of the little kids come, but we just kind of like 7 day practice really, and then right after that we get a weekend and 2 day start.
Okay, now they talk about the tradition you guys have at this Archbishop Alter in Dayton. Tell us about it. What are you looking for going into your senior season? Are we looking at a state championship? Is that the obvious goal, or I mean, is that the goal every year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're kind of used to going 10-0, and we win the league. I think we've won the league for 10 years straight, and we've been playoffs, I mean, since 2000, I think, 2001. And we won state championship back-to-back years. We've been to the state in 2006, and we lost. But, it's high expectations here, and we all adapt well to it, and the expectations are always high, and the goals are set high, and that's what we want to achieve is a state championship.
What made Nebraska the perfect fit for you?
Well, they had everything. Their coaching staff is from Ohio, which is great. I really got along with Coach Marrow and Coach Pelini, and I talked to Coach Beck on the phone a few times, and he's a great guy, and I get along with them all. I like the position I'd be playing. You know, they always play with two tight ends probably about 90-95% of the time, so I like that. I think that it's just a great all-around program when it comes to football. You know, obviously you have Nebraska football huge, and that means a lot. And there's a lot of tradition, just like my high school. There's a lot of tradition at Nebraska.
Ohio tight end recruit out of Archbishop Alter High in Dayton, Ohio, Greg Hart joining us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, it's the tight end position. Nebraska used to be known as the blocking school where the tight end would catch three passes a year. That's kind of out. There's people doing exciting things. Kyler Reed, Ben Cotton, both seniors on this team. To step in behind these guys, you think you're more of that speed guy like a Kyler Reed, or are you a physical blocker too? What type of game do you bring to Nebraska?
I think I bring a game a lot like Kyler Reed. Coach Pelini and Coach Merrow have told me that they're really kind of looking for me to step in when Kyler Reed graduates. So I think I'm more of the Kyler Reed type guy.
What kind of presence has Nebraska recruiting made in not only Ohio, but just in the Big Ten blueprint in your mind?
I think it's huge. I think it is absolutely huge. It's just because you have that great small town with huge football, just like the Big Ten, you know, and it's great. I think that most people who visit Nebraska will fall in love with it.
Now, do you, as a seventh member of this class, are you texting and tweeting folks and trying to get them on board with this with the Husker program as well?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Who'd you become buddies with in this recruiting class, or have you met these guys yet and became friends with any of them?
Yeah, I've become pretty good friends with Courtney Love, and I've talked to AJ Natter before, but. Courtney Love and I talk pretty weekly, about a few times a week, probably just text and stuff.
Do you ever play those guys?
We would if we went to state, we would play them in state, I think.
Fair enough. He's a Nebraska tight end commit. Greg Hart joins us out of Dayton, Ohio. Greg, you got any time? What do you like to do in the off time in the summer? Do you fish? Do you golf? What do you do?
I like to golf a little bit with my dad. I like to play guitar. I'm really big into music, so that's one thing I like to do too. So I just kind of, other than that, I'm usually just doing things that involve football, you know, just practicing.
You enjoy football practice. The whole summer's football for Greg Hart.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We appreciate the time today, Greg. We'll let you get on with your day. Take care of those finals next week. You got any hard ones? What's the hardest class you got there?
I think that my anatomy exam is probably going to be the most difficult, but, you know, I'm just going to study for it and see how I do.
Fair enough. Well, enjoy this Memorial Day weekend, buddy, and stay healthy over the summer.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That was your Friday TNL Husker Recruiting Report, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your local TNL dealer or going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. They're locally owned and operated in the Hastings area for years and years, folks. They've been doing it a long time. Check them out, TLIRR.com. That, your Friday recruiting update. We were pleased to be joined by the seventh known commitment of the Nebraska Cornhuskers for that 2013 class, Greg Hart, out of Archbishop Alter High, Dayton, Ohio. That's kind of, you forget those kids, he's a junior in high school, we just had on. It's weird that there's all this hype, and I can't imagine the stacks of mail, if you end up keeping this stuff to look at, whether you open it or not. I mean, if you're getting Miami letters, if you're getting Nebraska letters, if you're getting Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Virginia, I mean, you're getting everybody else, too, to pile it up in the corner. Did you have that problem with getting recruited when you were playing soccer in high school or college?
I definitely did not. No, I was a fortunate walk-on who never actually played my entire life and then walked on.
Well?
And they just saw me kicking, and this is no joke, they saw me punting and kicking a football in a field and saw that I was running after the ball or whatever. Also, a few friends of mine were just playing football. And a crazy coach decided that, you know what? Like to see if you could play soccer, and I said, I don't know, I'm not a big fan.
Then you became a big fan.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you start to realize how physical it is, and I broke my foot in the season and played through it with eight games or whatnot, and then they finally said my final game that freshman year into it. I remember the coach coming to me and says, you're not playing. The trainer just notified that you had a broken foot. I'm like, yeah? They said, how did you do that? And I ended up putting a lot of cushion in my cleat.
Well, we've got the ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. The poll question of the day yesterday was, what should Major League Baseball do with instant replay? Keep it reviewing home runs only? Expand it to fair foul, trap balls, and fan interference? 68% of you said expand it to fair foul balls, trap balls, and fan interference. So that's interesting because I think a lot of people are on the home runs only, but nonetheless, Central Nebraska spoke and they were heard. Today's poll question, which player would you rather have taking the last shot to win a game? LeBron James or Dwayne Wade?
Can I go with neither?
Don't want neither. Okay. Jeff, put up C, neither. I don't know between, if those are your two choices, though. Wade looked pretty good last night. That boy went crazy. That the shot he threw in slashing across the lane with the little hook shot, the little bank off the, you know, that to do that, you're pretty special. You're different than most on the planet.
I mean, Dwayne Wade's a fantastic player. So is LeBron James. But, I think Dwayne Wade might be a little more clutch. You know, it's funny when you go back to all the hype around LeBron James, the coming of Michael Jordan, the next one, so to speak, in basketball. I remember watching Dwayne Wade at Marquette and thinking, how is this guy not getting the comparisons? He's from Illinois. Here's a guy that can play, I mean, flat out at Marquette. Boy, when he led them to that Final Four run, was he ever good? Well, I mean, and he made so many clutch shots. And I thought, if you ask me, this is a guy that's clutch. But I would say neither in this this aspect. I just think that you look at some of the biggest names in the game today. I would think that, I mean, I still would rather have Kobe Bryant taking the shot. I mean, I guess maybe it's being from Portland and watching the Blazers always get torched by Kobe Bryant. But, boy, I'll tell you right now, there has never – I don't think there's ever been a person more clutch. I mean, I remember the Blazers and for that matter, a lot of West Coast teams playing. And Kobe Bryant gets the ball, and you just know they're down by two. He's going to shoot a three, and they're going to win it. And it was almost storybooked every single time. But, I mean, if I really had to choose between those two, I mean, don't you agree, Dwayne Wade?
No, if I had to choose between those two, if I had a wide-open 18-footer, I'd take Wade. I mean, between those two.
The only thing I just don't think he's ever going to be wide open. That's the thing. I mean, I think if anything, I think LeBron James is a
You're talking about the Blake shot in the corner. Those guys don't get looks like that. You know what I mean?
No,
any of the star power doesn't get looks like that.
I think the nice thing is, I think Dwayne Wade can create a perimeter jump shot better than LeBron James.
Fair enough, but I think somebody can create a better steak than other people, and that's Troutman's Quality Meats. This weekend's a huge grilling weekend. Fresh out of the smokehouse, sausages, fresh brats, garlic sausage, jalapeno brats, all beef wieners, state fair brats, Polish dogs, chili cheese dogs are fresh out of the smokehouse. Carrie's waiting for you behind the counter. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. All the rubs, all the marinades, all the seasonings you could ever want to go on any of your steaks. They're certified steaks. Age a minimum 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus pork back ribs, spare ribs, pork chops, grilled chicken ribs. They got the beer and wine selections to go with it. They got everything you need for all your grilling needs. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7,000.
Bigger!
8,000.
Bigger!
9,000.
Bigger, bigger, bigger.
$9,500.
Cool.
Now that's a great big wad of greenbacks, and that's just the kind of savings you'll get on one of the area's greatest selections of Dodge Rams. Over 50 to choose from means Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has your truck today. You can get into innovation this spring in your new Dodge Journey. Seating up to 7 and 26 miles per gallon makes the Journey the perfect family-friendly transportation. 8 to choose from means we have one that's just right for your family. And no matter where you're going, on or off-road, you'll arrive in style in your new Jeep Compass. The selection is great, and the savings are even greater. With over $2,000 off, this is definitely a Midway Best Buy. Come see it and save at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
When you catch Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5, we've got more than just baseball games. We have games within the game, like Bullseye's Dinger Dinner.
Swing a long one in the right. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up.
The first home run hit by a Royal in any of the broadcasts. We'll win you a dinner at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Here's all you have to do to win. Listen for the first dinger of the game and be the first emailer to Royals945 at KLIQFM.com to tell us the inning and the player who homered. Bullseye's Dinger Dinner. Simple. And another reason to catch the Royals on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Partly sunny skies today. Scattered showers and thunder showers are possible as we warm into the mid-70s. Winds out of the east increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of isolated showers or storms as we cool to 62.
Right now, it's 57.
We're back, Doug and Daddy's show, taking you to the lunch hour. Skip Berry's in for Doug. We got Jeff playing the air guitar in the background. Love that.
Looks good doing it, too.
He does look good.
Few people can do it that good.
He closes his eyes. It's hot. I love when he does that. Sometimes I just, you know, we need webcams. That's all there is to it. Boss, if you're listening, we need some damn webcams. Get them in here. It'd be entertaining, if nothing else.
I have a meeting with him.
I don't know how it'd pay, but it'd be entertaining nonetheless. Hey, this weekend, maybe you're out and about, you get a minute to look for a new vehicle, thinkmidway.com. They're open 24 hours a day. Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and you're looking for $10,000 off a new Ram truck. Well, you get online and you'll find $10,000 off the new Ram truck. All new 2012 Chevy Silverados as low as $20,487. Check them out, thinkmidway.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, as we always are here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, it's hassle-free, it's Midway, and you need to think midway.com when you're looking for your next vehicle. They understand the economy's been rough on people. They got Midway Auto Credit. Check them out. They've got several people, several banks line you up with, partner with people. They've got it for you. ThinkMidway.com. Like I mentioned, they're open 24 hours a day.
The webcam, Midway Auto Group. See, that's the
picture. I think it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer now. Yeah.
Okay, Skip, we're running out of time here, but I want to get your thoughts. The USHL draft.
Yes.
People want to know, for our hometown team, are we on the come?
I do think so, and I don't just say that by any means, because I think that you guys have some reservation, but, you know, the amount of returning players on that roster, first off, they only had two forward spots to fill from the draft. Two forward spots. Last year, it was like 10. So a lot of free agents, everything else. I do think, and Garrett Gamez, that first pick that they took, the eighth overall pick, first off, he could have easily been a top three pick. I think because he's out in California, I think some people maybe underrated him a little bit. He played midget minor hockey. That also probably was a bit of a factor. This kid's going to score goals.
He's a beast.
He's going to play likely with Trevor Moore, and those two are going to be exceptional to watch. Trevor Moore is going to return, and you know what? You got Tim Bonner coming back. You got Vecchione's on the right wing. He's coming back. You got Brian Ward, and then, of course, Jared Linnell, Trevor Moore, Heikki Liitis. I mean, you look throughout. I mean, there's not a lot of holes on this roster. Listen to this.
Experience is key in this league.
Defensemen, as far as defensemen go, the entire defensive corps, all second-year players. I mean, that doesn't happen in this league. And teams that do that, that get that kind of production back on the roster a year later, they win Clark Cups, a.k.a. the Green Bay Gamblers.
Fair enough.
So
NHL playoffs.
Wow. You know what? I do not want to see New Jersey and L.A. I think L.A. is a fun team to watch. But if it's New Jersey, L.A., we'll go from the highest scoring series in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff history, being Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, to the lowest scoring series in the history of the National Hockey League, New Jersey and L.A.
You're still picking New York to get it done in two games and have New York, L.A.
Yeah, I do think New York. I think New York's going to win tonight. I think part of it is, they got a weird coach, but he seems to always get up for those big games, get the guys going, and I do think New York's going to win tonight. And I think whoever, if you win game six and you're facing elimination, you're riding that high a little bit of that aggression, and you just carry it in game seven where there's a little bit of a letdown for New Jersey. I think that, truthfully, I would think that it will be a New York, L.A., and it'll be a dream for the National Hockey League to have the two largest TV markets in on it. And, I mean, there is a lot of buzz. I mean, I know Shelly was talking a little about it earlier. And, she even said, I don't cover the L.A. Kings, and she's there covering the Lakers and, USC football. But the reality is it's a big deal in Southern California. I mean, Trevor Moore's from there. I know seeing his Twitter feed, it's exploding. J.D. Peterson, former Tri-City Storm, going to go to University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's talking about the L.A. Kings. It's a big deal, not only to the hockey community, but beyond that, for their team to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, by the way, when they were able to get there, it was Wayne Gretzky who gave that first initial hype, and it was a big deal. And that's where you saw that, all those young kids that are now playing in our league, well, it was all because of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that Wayne Gretzky era. Everybody wanted their kids to play hockey all of a sudden. I mean, I think this is a big deal. And then you add that in the fact that it could be New York. The TV ratings, first off, Gary Bettman's just going to – I mean, he's going to be overly excited he's the commissioner for that.
They need that. They need that because and they're building momentum forward.
It's no different than if the New York Knicks and the LA Lakers would be in the NBA Finals. It's huge. I mean, the ratings, the aspect of it. I do think it would be beneficial for the National Hockey League. Neither one of those two teams I like, but there's definitely a big financial benefit.
Indy 500 Sunday. You got a winner? Are you an Indy 500 fan?
You know what? I watch it. I don't know any of the racers. I guess I shouldn't say I don't know any of the racers. It's just it's amazing how many guys have been doing it forever. And then you just don't know. Are they any good still? And it comes down to the car. I don't know enough about that sport. It's amazing how many people follow it religiously and can tell me so much about that sport. And I'm just like, how do you, factor a driver when it's really the car? I mean, it comes down to pit crew, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's part of it, and I think it comes down to your team. And if you got an Andretti car, I think you're probably on the right team. Give me Mario. Give me Marco, the boy of Mario. I think that's I don't know. There's nothing safe because when they're flying around, they're 200 and whatever mile an hour. Anybody can crash. But can we get a little to take us out today instead of playing the regular clubs? Can we get back home again in the end, a little Jim Neighbors?
I'm taking Helio Castroneves.
I think that's safe.
I mean, he's been around the block. He's not that old, though, is he? Is he still young, Helio Castroneves?
Well, not compared to a lot of these guys.
They're all from Europe.
Well,
it's amazing how supportive we are for a bunch of European drivers.
They're all 5'6", 140 pounds.
Sounds like I qualify.
If you dripping wet. Seriously, it's. I know Jeff's back home again in Indiana. Jim Neighbors uses. I mean, I don't think Jim Neighbors is going to be able to do it this year. But
how much are you going to grill this weekend?
That's what it's about, isn't it?
I mean, I'm grilling this afternoon, this evening, and I probably do it again Monday.
Yeah, I think Monday. Might go to my mom and dad's, have the family around. I'm hoping.
Time for another magical moment.
I think it is.
Well, it was a good time.
Skip, thanks for sitting in today.
Absolutely, enjoyed it. Was a lot of fun.
We'll do this again. I promise.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Shelly Smith. And Shelly, like all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. So check out Burger King if you're not grilling out. We'd love them to be a part of our show. There's freshly mown hay, there's candlelight, there's a lot involved in this song.
It's emotional.
Still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The fresh mown hay and all its fragrance.
You're a pro at this. I love it.
By the way, the Huskers down 2-0 heading to the fourth inning. That's your latest on Nebraska baseball. And Ted Gilmore was the coach that went to USC. Wasn't Marvin Sanders. Marvin Sanders with Carl Pelini. I thought when Marvin Sanders was not registering at all.
Shelly was just hoping for some Nebraska influence
that's
down in Southern California.
Yeah.
She misses Nebraska.
She does miss Nebraska. Folks, we hope you don't miss the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday because we won't be here. But we'll be back Tuesday, better than ever. Doug coming off the first major of the year. Skip, thanks so much for sitting in.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again. See you tomorrow. Or see you Tuesday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.